Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I would never leave my house. So I do keep up with stuff, you know what I mean, via the internet, and, you know, I kind of read headlines and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Okay. All right, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's Peaches.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing was going on.
Hey, do you watch local news?
What happened?
Do you watch the local news? Do you watch the local news?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, okay. Did you see a story about a kid that stole a bus?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well, the point is, y'all tell me what y'all think about this. I got nephew, 14 years old, right? He stole a car on Thursday. Right, this is what he told the police. The lady left her car. And here in Minnesota, we have a snow emergencies, right? So depending on what particular day it is, that tells you what side of the street you have to park on. Like on Mondays, you have to park on the even side of the street. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you got to park on the even side. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, you have to park on the odd side of the street. Anyway, this lady got out of the car, run back in the house. And her car was on the even side of the street.
On the
other side of the street. She was on the snow emergency side of the street. He jumps in her car, drives her car around the block, and parks it on the odd side of the street. So she called the police, which is what, you know, motherfucker just took my car. You know, anybody would do that, right? So that's what he told the police. I parked her car on the odd side of the street because of the snow emergency. Police actually believe that shit. They let him go.
Well, I mean, was that the case? Did he literally go around the block and come right back?
That's what he did. He went around the block.
Well, then police believe because it was the truth. I mean, there are some good Samaritans out there who still feel like, well, shit. You know what I mean? If I can do the right thing, then it's my responsibility to do the right thing. So, shit.
You joking, right? See, you joking. Now, if a motherfucker jumped in your car, and took off.
I'm not saying I wouldn't call the police. Hell yeah, I called the police.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you said that the police believed it, but they believed it because that's what really happened. If the lady couldn't say, you know what I'm saying, he was gone for, and I never saw my car again.
Okay, Teresa.
Then he was helping. He was doing his good Samaritan duty.
Yeah, okay. Yesterday, I must have graduated. He took a school bus yesterday.
Took a what?
He took a school bus.
Can't hear you, dog. You're going in and out.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday he took a school bus. Now, this is what happened with the school bus. Driver, they say she does this every day. She pulls up. She runs into the Holiday, get her a coffee and a sandwich. And she leaves the bus running, right? She's only there, you know, a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She come out, the bus gone.
Mm-hmm.
He took the bus. He walked down the street, saw the bus running, and took the bus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the bus to the bus company. He drove the bus to the bus company. True story. It's on the news. He gets to the bus company. He's thinking the bus is abandoned. Somebody just left the bus on the street. So he gets in the bus, drives the bus. 14 years old now, drives the bus to the bus company. Now, he's parked in the bus company. He hears on the radio that somebody's driving around in the store on the bus. So he panicked. He pulls out of the bus lot, jumps on the street. He drives around like 3-4 miles, running stop signs in a big-ass yellow school bus, comes up to the gas station, crashes into the gas station, right? Jumps out of the bus and run, right? Now the police got his ass. They got him. So this is what he tells the police. I thought the bus was abandoned, so I drove it to the bus company. I got to the bus company. I heard on the radio that they looked for somebody to stole the bus, so I panicked. And I drove the bus off the bus lot and then crashes into the gas station. So now he didn't tow up the bus, tow up the little railing thing at the gas station, and then they took him to jail. They charged him with a couple of felonies. He's looking at 5 years and $10,000 fine. Now my question is, if you was his parent, what would you do? Start with you, Peaches. What would you do if that was your kid?
I don't know. I would listen to him. You know, I would ask questions and then find out what was really going on. You know, because it's right is right, wrong is wrong. If he really did it, then he deserved to do the time. But if he didn't do it, I'd fight with him all the way to the end.
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
No, I'm saying, I know what you're saying. I know you're saying it was on the news, but I'm just saying I got to hear what he was saying. Like, if he was like, Mama, you know, I didn't do it. I panicked. You know, then, and, you know, I know you know if your child lying or not. And then I'd be like, okay, but why is he, what?
He was on the news. They showed him jumping off the bus running.
Okay.
It's my nephew. It's my nephew.
Okay, this is my thing. He shouldn't have ran. Even though you panic, you shouldn't have ran because you know you can't outbeat the police, for one. You know, I don't know. I mean, it'll mess me up. I don't know. I have to come back on that one.
I don't know. Your son took a, wait a minute now, hold on. Your son last week he takes a steals a car, so takes it for a quick joyride. This week he takes a school bus, drives the school bus right. You know damn well he's 14 years old. He's not.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. How old is he? 14. He get his ass whooped.
Exactly.
And then I go get him some help. Because he got a problem.
Okay.
He got a problem. I will whoop his ass first. Then I try to get him some problems. I mean, get him some help because he got a problem. Something wrong with him. Either he high, he drunk. I mean, something wrong with him mentally. He can probably have a mental problem. You know what I'm saying? Or he could be crying out for love or for somebody to show him some attention. I mean, it can be a number of things. You know what I'm saying? Some kids cry out for attention like that but do it the wrong way, ain't knowing, you know what I'm saying, about the repercussion at the end. You feel what I'm saying?
I agree with everything you just said.
Right.
All right. What about you, Sister Teresa?
Who is that?
That's you.
I'm nobody's Sister Teresa.
That's your new name for me, Sister Teresa.
Well, that's just not... Okay, well, this is my son. Okay, but number one, I'm going to support my son. Now, does that mean that I'm not going... I mean, you gotta deal with the consequences of your actions. So, yeah, they're going to send you to jail, they're going to send you to jail. But I'm still his mother, and I'm still going to support him no matter what. I mean, especially if, you know, he knew what he did was wrong, but he did, you know, a 14-year-old ain't thinking like no adult. He don't think like an adult. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to act like he's an adult. I'm going to act like that's my 14-year-old child. You still got to suffer your consequences, but I'm not going to turn my back on you.
Well, I don't think you should turn your back on him neither. But, I mean, come on now. You could have killed somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if they're going to lock your ass up, then you got to go do your time. I'm not going to fight. No, my son shouldn't have to do no time because I realize, again, I'm the adult. I realize he could have hurt somebody. He's 14. He was just thinking like a 14-year-old. They're not thinking about other people.
Hold on. That's why I got to stop you. We all been 14 before. I'm 14 many a times. I done seen cars and everything. I knew right from wrong. I knew I wasn't supposed to steal this car. I knew I I wasn't supposed to steal a fucking bus at 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. There's no. I'm not going to sit there and give him no. Well, he's a 14-year-old kid. Yeah, you get goddamn right. He's 14 years old. At this age, you can't tell me this boy don't know right from wrong.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to suffer your consequences. But, I mean, no matter what, people are trying to grow their kids up way too fucking quick nowadays. Or some don't have a choice. So what I'm saying is, yes, he knows the difference between right and wrong, but he's still not thinking as an adult. He's thinking as a child.
I'm
still going to tell the boy he got to suffer his consequences. They're going to lock your silly ass up. Okay, and you got to do that.
Right. Let me tell y'all something, though, right quick. I don't mean to cut y'all off. Now, this is a real-life true story. I'm going to make a long story short. Just like my son, he was out there, him and his little homeboys, stealing people's cars, breaking in cars. Me, now, this is just my personal opinion and mine only. I put my son in jail. I put him there because I was a single parent. He was going down the wrong path. So I sent him to camp. And I made him a better man today because every day he tell me, thank you, Mama, thank you for saving my life. So that was my point I did. I saved his life because he was going down the wrong thing. I put him in camp. So that's just me, and he straightened up from it. I didn't have no more problems out of him.
No, I'm saying you make them suffer their consequences, shit. They're going to lock you up, or if I got it, because I don't tell my son CPS work both ways. They ain't gonna come get you because I'm not doing my job. I said, don't you know I can call them people because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do? And if a disruption to the household, okay. And so I've seen a change in him since I talked to him. Like I'm saying, if you're going to do something stupid, I'm not going to tell the authorities, no, he's just a kid. No, don't do this. Don't know. Your silly ass got to go and deal with what you did. But as a mother, and, you know what I'm saying, being there for the child,
right.
You have to think like an adult. You're thinking like an adult. And as an adult, you realize that, yeah, this person, my child knows the difference between right and wrong because that's what the fuck I'm teaching them. But when you're a child, you think as a child. You act as a child. That's that. You know what I'm saying? In a 14-year-old's mind, I don't give a shit how mature they are and how many chores they got to do or how many A's they bring home from school. They still are a kid at heart and at mind.
But if as a kid at heart and at mind, you know as a kid that you're not old enough or there's no reason you should be on that fucking bus driving.
Right.
So does a 10-year-old. Who sees that his parents are partying and they left their cup out. That 10-year-old knows he's not supposed to drink out of his parents' cup. That's not going to stop him from doing it because he's not.
And if he need his ass whooped too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You make them suffer that consequence. No, don't send my son in jail for doing this.
It's like saying, okay, I'm going to make you suffer the consequence. But, yeah, I'm still going to take up for you. I mean, you can't do both.
I can take up for him so much as that's what a parent does. Now, that's not the same thing. If I'm not going to come try to get you out of jail. I'm not going to pay your little bond. I'm not going to do none of that shit because this is where you wound yourself up at. But as a parent, like, not write your child or not go visit your child, right? You're going to go see him.
That hurted me when I put my son in camp. That was the worst thing. I mean, that hurt me to my soul. But I did what I feel I had to do to save him. You know what I'm saying? That hurt me to my heart. Every night I cried. When I wasn't seeing him, he told me, he said, Mama, don't come back up here and see me because the hardest thing is to see you walk out that gate and I can't go with you. And I never went back and visit him. So he had that tough love.
You know what? When he said that would have made me come every day. I'd have came three times a week. Now you see what it's like. I mean, some situations call for let me be understanding. And some situations call for love. Now, like I said, I'm not saying that this boy, I'm not saying he's not, and he probably is for all practical purposes. He probably is reaching out. But come on, when you doing shit that you know you ain't supposed to do, you doing too much. And you 14.
Right.
You're 14-year-old.
A car and a bus, come on now.
You stole a car and a bus within a week's time?
He just doing stupid decisions. He making stupid decisions.
It's a fine line between I believe it's a fine line between calling out for attention and just doing some stupid shit.
Right, yeah. And right now he's doing some stupid shit when he did that bus move.
You're absolutely right. But I'm saying, you, like you said, if your son or your child, whoever it was to say, don't come see me, mama, you're going to go see him every day. Like you said, okay, you still
right.
going to suffer your consequences, but I'm still your parent. And so it's not a gift, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to be supportive. I'm going to make you feel bad. I'm going to make you feel stupid. Because, see,
imagine how
you made me feel when you was out there stealing somebody else's property.
Damn right.
I had money. You didn't have to want for nothing. You just out there being stupid with your friends. And imagine how that made me feel. I'm laying in DLC 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. My phone ring. It's the police department. To my, I have your son. And I said, what you here? One of my, you know, he asked me, how many sons do you have? I said, two. He said, well, I got one of them. Don't you know that gave me a heart attack? I'm like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? Boy. I don't want no parent to go through that. You know what I'm saying? But these kids, they do what they, you know what I'm saying? They just hard-headed. You know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing.
Cal, are you saying that in your own way? Even though you're not going to.
Hold on. Just as easy as that, if that was the police said, we got your son, that could have been the coroner calling you saying.
Exactly.
Because he's making stupid-ass decisions.
Right. Rest for sure when he got out. I told that ass, because I had to go get him because he was a minor. I said, you know I'm disabled. You know I ain't got no, because you know I ain't got that. You know I ain't got that. And I had to get up out of my seat to come get you. And you know I had to work at the hospital 2 12-hour shifts. Come on, man. Come on. You don't want for nothing. So why are you out here doing this? That means you don't care about me. What is going? You know, I'll make him feel bad in a quick way, but he got his shit together because I wasn't playing no more.
Exactly.
I cannot do it.
So, Peaches, you made your son feel bad, but in your own way, ain't that supporting your child? Because it's like you're being the bad guy for the good reason.
That's what I told him. I said, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't do this. Straight up. Because I told him, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't do this, but you got to learn because, you know, every other week or every other month, come on now, I can't keep getting you out. You got to learn one time. So I made his ass stay in there. I told him, I said, I can't come get him. Let his ass stay in there because I told him he had a choice to make. He had a choice. He ain't that dumb. You know how to make good choices in life. I taught you 12. So you chose to go out there and do that, then you choose to go to camp. See you later.
Yep.
I mean, but they hurt me. I didn't want to see my son in jail.
Of course it do. As a parent, that's your way of supporting them.
Right.
Your way of supporting your child was to make him go and suffer the consequences of his very own actions.
Hell yeah. I mean, that hurt me, though. Even right now, today, I still tell my mom, you know, I didn't want to do that, but I had to show him. I had to teach him. You know what I'm saying? When you do, you got to pay for your actions. You can't just keep getting away with them and keep getting away, and I keep coming and pulling you up. You got to sit there and suffer the consequences. I'm sorry. I love you. Well, don't come see me no more. Okay. And like Cass said, I did. I went up there for almost, because he was only in there, 6 months. I went up there all the way up until his last month. And he was like, damn, she ain't came back. She is not playing.
Yes, and then my son is 15, and I had to go pick his silly ass up from the damn juvenile department.
Okay, but look, and then I'm a grandmother at 14. He's 14 and had a baby? What? I said, boy, you can't even shoot nothing. DNA test didn't lie. 14 and had a baby.
No, I told him while I was down there. I told him when I went there to pick him up in front of them people and everything. I said, they bring your ass down here again, this is where the fuck you going to stay. And I don't care if I have to go to court and plead my case or tell them why, because if you, well, you know, yeah, you can do that, but you're going to have to go to court. Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there, motherfucker, with bells on. But
right.
If you keep sitting down here again, this is where the fuck you're going to stay. And since
all
then,
right.
All praises. He ain't been there. I can't say what happened, but I can say so far he ain't been back.
Right. Mine's not even for a ticket.
Yo. You said it's, we're not understanding. What was you about to say?
I don't think nobody's understanding the severity of the thing. This motherfucker took a bus. He could have killed somebody.
Exactly.
We understand, Father Time.
Somebody's life.
we understand, and then he would have did that time for that. It would have killed me because then I'd have been thinking about the other parents. You know what I'm saying? They families and lost somebody, my child, and did this, and then they looking at me. You know what I'm saying? They could have came after me because their child and got killed. I mean, don't nobody think about, you know, what's going to happen down the line. At that moment, I'm going to steal this bus. Hell yeah, I can go back and tell my friends I done stole me a bus. Y'all see me on TV? But, you know, he wasn't thinking about, well, damn, what if I hit somebody? What if I ran into a building and hit somebody and killed somebody? They wasn't thinking like that. All he was
That's what
about,
I mean. That's what I mean when I say he's not thinking as an adult. He's thinking like a 14-year-old.
Right. No, so I understand what y'all saying. It's just that, you know.
He's thinking as a menace because, bottom line, like I said, I was 14. Father Time was 14. You was 14.
Yep.
Teacher was
right.
14. At any point
right.
in time. At 14, you don't mean to tell me you didn't have enough common sense to say stealing this bus would be fucking wrong.
Right.
Of course.
Exactly.
In hindsight, I rode my motherfucking bike on the highway in the wrong damn direction to go to the mall when I was 13. I thought then I was doing a great thing. Come to find out, when I got my ass whooped and I got my bike privileges taken and my phone privileges taken and my company privileges taken and my ass whooped, that wasn't the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen until after they've done something extremely stupid. I mean, maybe yours at 14 was not stealing a bus, okay? But you did something at 14 that you wasn't old enough.
See, this is the thing where everybody keep getting confused that is, well, he's 14. We all done something stupid.
No, age don't mean nothing. Age don't mean nothing.
You know what? That wasn't stupid. That was totally dangerous. Because I'm going to tell you, I mean, all y'all got to do is turn the news on because he made national news with this.
I'm about to turn to it right now.
He hit a gas pump.
What?
What if the gas pump exploded?
He could have killed his damn.
Right, and everybody in the vicinity.
He could have took out a whole. You know, a gas station. If a gas station blow up, it has the. You could take out a whole. A 2-block radius?
Right.
3-block radius? With all that gas in there? Come on. He could have taken
the gas bus.
Fucking damage. I mean, the boy made national news. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, it's shit. I understand it's your nephew Father Time, but that boy, he needs some strict discipline. And them motherfucking, them bars, I think them bars get your mind right.
For real. You don't go down there saying, don't lock my son up. What you do is you go down there and you tell him that's what your little stupid ass get. Because all your life, I've been raising you to know the difference between right and wrong, and you chose to go do wrong when you knew it was wrong. You know what I'm saying? But you, shit, that's all I'm saying, Cass. I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, just slap him on the wrist and send him away with a warning. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying let the child suffer his consequences. But me as the adult, when I'm sitting at home and I'm going to fucking cry because my child is doing some stupid shit, I stop myself from doing that because I realize that this is a silly-ass kid who's, you know what I'm saying, they don't think about what their parents is trying to instill in them. They think about what their peers is doing. And they think about what they see on video games. And they think about what they see on rap videos and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. Yeah, you're going to sit your dumb ass down there and steal. Because I know that I have raised you.
I got to stop you right there. You know, because rap music ain't been out forever. People been doing this same dumb shit from the beginning. So you can't really blame it on... You can't really blame it. I don't think you can blame it on the rap music or TV because people been doing dumb shit since the beginning of time.
And somebody had to point the finger somewhere because you know that, okay, you yourself as the parent, you do not teach your child how to go out there and shoot a gun or you know what I'm saying, sexually harass somebody or rob a bank or steal a bus. You know that as a parent that that's not what you put in your children. But when your kids are over their friend's house and they watching this and all the shit that you don't allow, you know what I'm saying, that shit, because kids, they know their parents are there. They know what our position is, but that don't stop them from fucking thinking that they know everything and that they can get away with it. That's just how fucking kids think.
Okay, in the 70s, you had motherfuckers listening to Strawberry Letter 23, and they were still blowing each other's heads off. So it's not, you can't blame the rap music.
And I didn't put it solely on the black. I mean, that's not the only thing I said, Cass. I said other things other than that.
Okay, but like I said, motherfuckers been doing shit since BC. I mean, you got. I think.
All right, I'm gonna put it. I can't even do that.
Hey, look at what they did to Jesus.
Exactly. Shit. BET wasn't out then.
Nah, BET. You know what? I can't even. I'm nothing. I'm done.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You remember we were talking earlier? What was your comment about the justice system?
The justice system. If that little boy got a slap on the wrist, the judicial system ain't shit.
He at the crib.
Exactly.
He at the crib right now.
Man.
Let him go.
Okay.
Let him
out. You know what? We had a show. I don't know. It was a little while back, but you know the argument was, if this is all a person know, then that's what they gonna do. Okay? What I'm saying is, what you know in the house is, you know what I'm saying, mind your parents, do your chores, be respectful. But when you let them outside, that is the last three things that they thinking about. The only thing that they thinking about while they outside is impressing their friends. What kind of way can I impress my...
That's bullshit. I don't agree with that. Once you teach your child values, them values are going to stick with them wherever the hell they go and whoever they with.
And
if they
know
right and wrong.
That
if they
right
know
there
right
is
wrong,
to say that you've never done nothing wrong in your life. That right there is to say that you've never done nothing wrong in your life. I don't give a shit what it was, whether it was cheating on a test or cheating on a girl or cheating on your taxes. I'm just throwing that shit out there. But that right there, your parents taught you the difference between right and wrong. Once you became whatever age, you went out there and you did what the fuck you wanted to do, in spite of what your parents taught you. And so did I, and so did Cass, and so did Peaches, and so did whoever else is listening. Because that's the nature of being a freaking kid, right?
No, that's bullshit, though, because look, what my mother taught me.
It was bullshit when you did it, too. It was bullshit when you did it, too.
Can I finish? My mother taught me values, true enough. But I chose to do that dumb shit.
That's what
TV didn't make me do it. Run DMC didn't make me do it.
Did
I
you blame your
to
parents? You didn't
blame
your parents.
Because I was a kid. I made an adult choice, and that's
as
what happened.
Kid. Exactly. That's basically the same thing I just said.
I'm in an adult situation. By my
father time. Father time.
I'm an adult.
Father time. But father time, did you blame your parents any time during when you were doing something wrong? Just say yes or no. Did you blame them any time?
Yes.
Why?
Yes, I did.
Okay, why?
What you mean why?
Why did you blame them for when you was out there effing up? Why did you blame them? I'm just going to tell you what you just said so you can contradict yourself, because you just said you went out there and did things on your own. You knew what you was doing, but you still blamed your parents. Why did you blame your parents?
Because I wanted it, they didn't get it, she didn't get it, so I stole it.
Okay. There you have it. You just proved my point. You're
that
not
part.
Thinking as an adult. You're thinking
as
a self-care. No, you're not. You're
no,
a
the
kid.
Decision I made to, the
you're
decision I made
kid.
To steal something put me in an adult situation.
You're,
so now
I am
an adult. I'm a kid.
Okay, and when she didn't come get your ass out of jail, you didn't feel like he was such an adult, did you?
Well, she came and got me. Well, actually, my father came and got me.
If wouldn't nobody came and got you, you wouldn't have been feeling like so much of a fucking adult. The only reason why you can say that now is because they came and picked you up. If they had left your ass there, you would not be saying that
you made an adult decision, and you
wouldn't be saying that.
What you mean? Andy, I don't give a, you know what? I don't care how old you are. You could be 12 years old. You could be 11 years old. Once you pull that trigger, you're a fucking adult. You are an adult because of your actions and your decision.
That's
I don't
not
care
true.
How old you are.
That's just like,
you're
you know what I'm saying? If you lost your virginity at a young age, what you did was made an adult decision. That didn't make you a grown-up. That made you a kid. That made you a kid. Thinking you could do what
adults
do.
You still
got to live by the rules. But that still doesn't make you an adult. No, it doesn't.
Your actions make you an adult.
No,
if you out there commit adult crimes, then goddamn it, you a fucking adult. He committed an adult crime, so he's a fucking adult. I don't care if 14 or not.
Society charges him as an adult, and if that's what you're saying, then that's true. But that still don't make you a fucking
He made an adult decision. He made an
all
adult
right.
decision.
I'm done. My point is there's somebody
he's a
else
fucking
there.
Adult in my
there's
eyes.
Or whatever. That doesn't make him an adult. That makes him a silly ass child who was thinking that they could do the things that adults do. But that's still a fucking kid. That's still a fucking kid. I had my first child when he was born. I was 16 years old. I had just turned 16 years old. I knew damn well I wasn't ready to have sex, but I put myself in a position where I was somewhere at the wrong time with the wrong people. That didn't make me a grown-up because I pushed that child out of my body. What that made me was a kid with a fucking kid. That made me a child with a child. That did not make me a grown-up.
Wait, hold on. I hear what you're saying, but I do gotta agree with her because you did just because you made a decision like that, that doesn't necessarily now in the judicial system. Yeah, if you get charged as an adult, then you're gonna be an adult. But in all actuality, they're still kids. They're still kids. But now, my thing is that these kids are old enough to understand their rights from wrong. You know, it's not, I mean, you can't tell me nobody, he made a conscious decision to get on that bus, jump in that driver's seat, and pull the fuck off. He made a conscious decision to do that. So, yeah, his consequences, I mean, shit. My thing is, he should be locked the fuck up right now. He should be. He should not be at home.
Like I said, he at the crib.
He should be locked the fuck up.
Oh, hold on a second, dog. What's up, Janine? Next time you got to push one.
Whatever.
So I can see you. You all the way at the bottom. I can't even see you.
I mean, y'all were so into y'all conversation, I don't think y'all would have noticed me pushing one anyway.
Well,
I was looking.
You know they're not going to leave you out, girl.
I saw that 708 all the way at the bottom. I'm like, push one next time. Let your ass wait for a couple more minutes.
Okay, well, hold on, Janine. Let's get you up to speed now. All right. Father Time's nephew, I don't know if you watch the news, but Father Time's nephew made national news today.
Okay.
He's in Minnesota. We all saw it today. He made national news. Was he walking to school? Was he walking to school?
Yeah, he's on his way to school.
A bus driver, school bus, she jumps out.
Whoa. Hold on a second, dog. You forget that. Now, Thursday, he stole the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what happened on Thursday. Last Thursday, he stole the car.
Okay.
Last Thursday, he stole the car. He talked his way out of that one. Yesterday.
Hold on a second, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up? Who this?
It's Felicia.
What's up, Rhea?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just listening. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Can I finish my brother.
Yeah, man, you're not going to bring the callers in, dog.
Now, he's walking to school. He sees a bus. That lady gets off the bus. She's going to get her cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. He jumps on the bus. Joyriding, not only do he takes the bus back to the bus station, or whatever, I guess, wherever they take their buses to. He hits there looking for him. So he pulls off again. Now, in the midst of him pulling off, he ran through a four-way stop sign.
Yeah, 50 miles an hour.
You said what?
He was going 50 miles an hour when we went through the stop sign.
Yeah, 50 miles an hour on the bus. A bus now. A bus. Not a car. A bus. Big yellow bus. Not the little short bus that Father Ty used to ride on. I'm talking about the big yellow bus.
Man, fuck you, man. We're not rolling down a little yellow bus. I'm a bitch.
When did that happen, Cass? When did this happen?
Yesterday.
This was all this week. Last week.
Last week.
Oh, the bus happened yesterday.
Okay. So what happened?
So now he gets to a gas station, runs into the gas pumps, jumps out, and he gets caught there. Now,
so nobody got hurt during all this?
No, nobody got hurt. Thank God.
Fortunately.
And he's only 14 now.
Mm-hmm. And see, even by you saying that, okay, I'm going to let you finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, he's 14. Now, take in mind, you got sons. Take in mind, your 14-year-old son does all this. What do you do?
So what do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? Take in mind, last week he just stole a car.
He's going to have to suffer the consequences. I mean, ain't nothing for me to say. He did it.
He's going to
have to suffer the consequences.
They let him out on house arrest.
Well, that was what he was charged with. Well, don't say
no, he charged with three felonies.
That's what I'm saying. He was still charged. If he was charged and he went to court and did everything what happened and they charged him with and only gave him house arrest, what else is somebody supposed to do if that's what his sentence was?
Fuck him up.
Right.
He's my nephew, right? His ass
well,
is still being.
I'm thinking y'all talking about as the judicial system.
He still should be in jail. I'm sorry, nephew or not. He still should
be
locked up.
Ass
he could have killed somebody. He could have killed somebody. I mean, he got to go back to court.
So they didn't send him to jail. What she's supposed to do as a parent or a father, whoever is in his life, make his hard manual labor at fucking home. Don't let him watch no TV. Don't let him talk on the phone. Ain't no company. Ain't no none of that. You gonna be busy all
my
day.
Yeah,
I'm
treating my kid all
day. That's what I'm talking about. I've got some. Every black household got a toothbrush or two that they use for cleaning shit. Give them that toothbrush and make them, you know what I'm saying? Make them do that while they're here at home. You whoop his ass if that's what you feel you need to do. But if that's what he was charged with and that's what they gave him, if you want to argue with it as the parent, you can. You can go back and say, I think my child deserves more than what y'all sentenced him to.
Now, what you just said was right. When they said house arrest until his court date, no. Y'all keep him.
Yep. That's what I would have did.
Right. And I can dig that. I can fucking dig
right
that.
Right now, he thinking he got away.
Right.
Oh, he's got free. He ain't worried.
Right.
They ain't going to do shit to me.
They let me go home.
Right. They ain't going to do shit to me.
They gonna tell me time served. All I gotta do is just stay on this monitor. And now, if this boy stole a car last week, a bus this week, what the fuck you think he gonna steal next week?
Right.
Well, I got a question. Is anybody talking to this boy to see what's really on his mind?
Okay. Yeah.
Father Time, you his uncle, is anybody talking to him? Is his daddy there? Are you talking to him, or is anybody talking to him to figure out what's going on with him?
He got his mom and his stepfather over there. You know what I mean? I mean that's a different show. I'm gonna stay away from that. That's very.
So it is something going on at home. Is that what you're saying?
Me personally, the boy is he's looking for attention that he's just not getting. That's my take on it. Mm. You know what I mean? But I'm supposed to stay out of it. So
right, that's what I said. No. For attention, he's looking for attention in the wrong way. He just needs some help.
And I agree with you 100%, teachers. I agree with you 100%. I mean, he was just at my house this weekend.
I was
just here.
Parents ain't digging in their ass. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Well, and, you know, again, I'm not trying to be offensive, but maybe that's what he needs. He needs some tough, hard love, some true in-house discipline.
See, that's what he gets. He gets that every day. He gets that hollered at, get his ass whooped every day. He gets that every day. That's what he's used to.
Yeah,
that
he's used
work.
To that. That don't work. So y'all got to try another method. You know what I'm saying? They got to take stuff away from these kids, all these games, these phones, computers. You know what I'm saying? They gotta try something or they're going to lose them. I'm telling you, they're going to lose them to the streets, so they got to step up their game. I'm not saying they're bad parents, but they got to do something to make him realize you out there doing stupid stuff and you putting our family life in jeopardy. I can go to jail for what you're doing because you're a minor. I've been through that. I could have went to jail for what my son was out there doing, stealing other people's stuff. I handle that quick. They need to handle that. You know what I'm saying? Let him realize that.
I'm going to say it for you. I'm going to say it for you. They bad parents.
I
want
to
say I didn't even tell you this part, dog. Check this out.
If what the hell is he getting beat or what already, then that's not going to do nothing.
Leave his ass there. That's what it is right there.
Leave his ass in jail and let him suffer his consequences.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you the kicker,
now,
though.
Now, come on. Now, everybody is saying that, but if that was your child you wouldn't want your mama saying that about you. And just take his ass to juvenile. I don't give no fuck.
I told him while I was down there when his ass got in trouble for stealing in front of the people. This was your first time because you're 15 years old. So that means that for 15 years, I'm not even going to go there. For 10 years at 5, when you could definitely comprehend what I was saying, I've been teaching you from that point on right from wrong, what to do, what not to do, what's okay, what's not okay. So if you wind yourself up in that fucking position, this was your warning. They catch you again, this is where the fuck you going to stay.
Right, and that's his second time, so he should have said they should have let him learn from his first mistake from stealing that car. Oh, ain't nothing going to happen. Let me go do something bigger. They should have made his birthday to teach him a lesson.
Yes, I agree with that. They let him go for that one.
What was you about to say? You said there's another part to this.
This is the kicker, leaving
no bus unattended with no key in there.
Right?
They do that shit all the time.
Yeah, and the city buses do too. The city buses do too.
Yeah, you probably fired.
I was on a bus one day, and the bitch went in Long John Silver's, and I bullshit you not. She was in there for about a good 15, 20 minutes. We got to go to work. What the fuck is you doing?
Right. And she, whoever bus it was, left it under mind that she should have got in trouble just as well. They should have let his bus stand just so he could learn. Now, guess what's going to happen now? The parents got to come out their pockets to pay for that house arrest. He ain't paying for what the parents is.
Oh, he looking at a $10,000 fine.
Indeed. His parents is looking at a $10,000 fine, not him, his parents.
Right, not him.
That's what I'm going to say.
Now, dog, what was you saying? You said there's another part to this.
Oh, this is the kicker, dog. This how smooth this motherfucker is. He's 13. Last summer, he's 13. He got a woman. Just take a wild guess how old you think she was.
20.
21.
Mm-hmm.
The next door neighbor.
Okay.
And the mom and daddy thought it was cute. thought it was cute. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to talk about him on the show, but I had a problem with that, me personally. That's too old. That's the type of dude he is. He's a slick-talking motherfucker, man. He's just a slick-talking-ass motherfucker. Talk his way out of anything.
You've been looking at that 21-year-old all summer long, his little ass and came and souped up, huh?
Y'all, man. She had the crib chilling and everything. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Who is that? Oh, that's his woman. His woman?
Came outside with his shirt off, washing the car. Hey, how you doing?
Well, he's a slick-talking motherfucker, man.
And you know what? But you know what, Mama? You know what? That right there should be another way to tell you. That girl physically might be 21. Her mind ain't 21. Because I was 21 once, and I wouldn't fuck with nothing that was younger than. If you was 21 on the same day, you was too young. You know what I mean? So
he was in college. She wasn't that stupid. She was in college.
Book smart and common sense is two different kind of smarts.
I don't care.
I have a 59-year-old motherfucking auntie who from A to Z can tell you what almost every word means, anything you need to know that's from a book. But this motherfucker here don't know how to pick a date by her goddamn self. You see what I'm saying? Common sense and book smart are two different things. A person can know everything that there is to know educational-wise. That don't mean that they know two shits about how to survive on the street.
I agree with you.
I got a 59-year-old auntie who still to this day, 59 years old, will not do shit unless she runs it past her 40-year-old sons. And if I'm lying, I'm flying.
I believe you.
But she's smart as a whip.
Rev, let me hear from you. What you got for me, Rev? What you gonna do? How you gonna handle the situation? I know it's gonna be a good one.
Well, I asked, is anybody talking to the boy? Because apparently it's bigger than him getting his ass whooped. It's bigger than all that. And if he's getting his ass whooped all the time, day in and day out, and all this is going on already, he could be doing that shit to get up out of there. He might have wanted to stay.
In jail?
Okay, three hots in the car.
I really ain't got too much to say about it because none of it sounds quite right to me.
That motherfucker's retarded. That's all to it.
He may be retarded, but if he is retarded, then he needs to get help that a retarded person gets and not be treated like a person that doesn't have a problem.
Right.
Because if he's got a problem, it needs to be attended to.
Right. Like I said in the beginning, he's crying out for help, and he don't know how to do it, so he figured that's the way to do it. Go steal stuff. Go rob people. Go do this and go do that. Maybe somebody will pay attention to him.
The motherfucker that's going to put a bullet in his ass is the one that's going to pay real good attention to him.
Yeah.
And some of these kids don't make decisions. You know what I'm saying? Some of them because they want to. Some of them are literally running away from what's going on at home. You know what I'm saying? And so, shit, any attention that they can get, because, you know, my old man used to work with the kids at the summer camp. And, you know what I'm saying, every single day these parents would drop their kids off, and they ain't ate, they ain't bathed, they ain't changed clothes, you know what I'm saying? These are the type of, and I'm not saying that that's your nephew situation, but some of these kids be running away from what they got going on at home because they feel like shit. I get more somewhere else.
Right.
Or I might as well be with people who don't have nothing to do with me if the motherfuckers I'm with don't care about me. I mean, some of these kids are running.
You're right about that, and I have to give you 100% on that.
I had one spending the night at my house, and so I know for sure, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing never in the refrigerator. The boy don't never get to eat proper meals, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody there with him in the morning when he go to school. Ain't nobody there with him in the evening when he come home from school. He don't have nobody, so shit.
Yeah, but he's still in buses?
I don't know, because he's not my child. For all I know, maybe.
I'm just saying, there's other ways to get attention than going out there still
but
on the bus.
But I know that when he's that's the only thing he knows.
Know
that when he's here, I see the child that's on the inside and not the child who couldn't get into his house for whatever reason. You see what I'm saying? I see the kid that is on the inside.
And I feel too scientific. That's why I got so many play sons and play daughters. Because I treated them better than they family. And like I told them, I'm here for you, whatever you need. But I never take your mother's threat, but I'm going to give you in the right direction so you won't go out there doing stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
They all cry out for help. You just got to be that person to listen and sit down and talk with them and, you know, try to get them some help. It ain't necessarily pills or, you know, going to see a psych or, you know, going to jail. You got to talk to them and just see what's the problem. Like, what's going on? Is somebody touching you? I mean, what's going on? You got to talk to me. To tell me what's going on so I can help you, you know, guide you in the right direction. See, he's crying out for help. He stole that car. Okay, then nothing happened to him. He said, all right, ain't nobody paying me no attention. So he went to a bigger thing, a bus. You know, next time, what is it going to be, a plane, a train? Just pray to God don't nobody hurt him in between. You feel what I'm saying? It hurt nobody else.
For real. So that little boy that spent the night over my house, I could tell because I sat both him and my son down and talked to him. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, for number one, that's all they ever hear from is a woman. You know, ain't no men in, you know, in the little boy's, ain't no man in the little boy's life that's trying to, you know what I'm saying? So that's when he go, you know what I'm saying, and sit down and have him. But you can tell when the child, you know, when you're sitting there talking to him that, yeah, on the child's perspective, it's going in one ear and out the other. But, you know what I'm saying, but the person inside that kid, you can tell that you're reaching out to that kid and that they fucking want to be here more than they even want to be at home. Because when you over here, you know you're safe. You know you're warm. You know you're going to eat real good. You know you're going to, you know what I'm saying, you get to take a shower. Shit, put some of this shit on so I can wash your little clothes. That's the type of shit that I do. And you can tell in this particular little boy that that's not the type of shit that he's getting wherever it is that he lives.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the motherfucker could have killed somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, it seemed to me everybody's defending his acts, oh, because he's a kid. That don't mean shit if he would have plotted to a bunch of kids on the corner waiting on that same bus he just stole.
But that don't mean he's not going to jail. They just did that until his court date, right?
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm talking about everybody's comments. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, he's just a kid. He's doing what kids do. He ain't no kid when he run over five or six kids waiting on the bus he just fucking stole.
But
that's
we also said make the child suffer his consequences. We didn't just take one side and not the other.
I mean, I'm just a firm believer. I mean, at the age of 14, I was doing bad shit. I was doing shit that I know I had no business doing. But, I mean, I was doing mischievous things. And that's what kids do at 14, mischievous things. What he did, no, you consciously took a bus. Like I said, what if he couldn't have stopped?
He was at the bus station. All he had to do was get off the bus and run.
I said, let me ask you a question, Father Time. I'm not saying nobody in the I'm just asking a question. Now, what if somebody's wife went out there and did it? Was she making a childish thinking, or was she doing it because she was just doing it?
Somebody's wife?
Yeah, what if just say your wife was out there and stole the car and then nothing happened to her. Then she went out and did the bus thing. What would you would have said to her?
I asked you to go to jail. I asked you to stay in jail. I'm not getting out.
Are you going to ask her what was wrong, though? Are you going to see if it was a problem or what was going through her mind or what she was going through? Or just throw away the key?
Your ass is retarded for stealing a goddamn school bus. If you're going to steal something, steal a goddamn Lexus.
Oh, my goodness. I'm through.
And that ain't no different. Stealing is wrong. I wouldn't give a shit if it was a motherfucking hoopty. You know what I mean? Taking somebody's car is wrong, whether it's a nice car or a fucked up car. It's still wrong.
We can sell a Lexus. We can't sell no goddamn school bus. How the hell are we going to have a school bus in front of the house?
My thing is...
They're back to school bus in the garage.
But you didn't answer my question. What would you say to her? Would you just let her just throw away the key? Or would you be like, but baby, what's going on? What's wrong? You could have came and talked to me. Maybe we could have got help. Or would you just say like you said, just shit, you dumb. Why would you do that? Instead of asking what's wrong. She could have been going through something wrong.
Well, I mean, of course I'm going to ask her questions. Of course I'm going to ask her why did she do it. But I'm not going to have no sympathy for her ass.
Why not?
Don't you stole the bus?
Right. Seriously?
You stupid.
I mean, my thing is, like I said, thank God that nobody got hurt. But if somebody would have got hurt, the same thing that everybody, he need help. Y'all be talking about lock his little ass up because he was dead fucking wrong. I understand a cry for help. A cry for help. But he's doing too much.
Here's one for you. There's a 10-year-old little boy in the fucking project. His mama cracked out. His daddy ain't there. He got a gun. He shot somebody for no particular reason. Just fucking because. What do you say to, you know what I'm saying, about that kid? You know what I mean?
Fuck his ass up.
Right. But you still, that's a kid. That's a kid who did some grown-up shit.
Once again, at 10 years old, I knew I wasn't supposed to put my hands on the gun.
So do somebody else's 10-year-old. They don't stop us from doing it just because.
Y'all bypassing good common sense here. Because at 10 years old, I knew I had common sense enough to not put my hands on a gun. Because I knew putting my hands on that gun was wrong.
But you seen somebody do it, you wrong.
Because I knew something was wrong.
Can I say something? Not everybody has common sense. Just like she was talking about the aunt that don't have common sense. Not everybody has common sense. That's what's wrong with society, I feel, because not everybody's on the same thinking pattern. If it was, everything would be all right in the world.
Right.
Statistically speaking, more than 70% of the population of the world don't have common sense. More than 70%. That's a high-ass number.
Okay. I'm not saying that the boy – I mean – Okay, so is he suffering from mental retardation?
No, he's not.
He may not be classified as mentally retarded. There is something going on, and I cannot believe that these two incidents were the first incidents that he ever had go wrong in his life. It had to be some kind of science prior to this now.
Exactly. And Tama, what you said earlier, me and you was talking earlier, you said, last summer you took him to the store? He came out with more shit than you did.
Yeah, he did. With no money.
Been on that path. And like she said, didn't nobody notice this and didn't nobody notice that. So now I got to do something a little bit bigger.
Father Time, when he came out that store, this is a prime example. What did you do when you see him with more stuff than you and he didn't pay for? What did you do as his uncle?
I took his ass right back in the store.
Okay, you took him back in the store?
I took him right back in the store. And then I told his mom.
What did they say to him?
They said they thanked me and took their stuff back. And then I went and told his mama. I ain't taking his ass with me nowhere
else. As a man, what did you do as his uncle, as a male uncle? What did you do? Did you whoop his ass or did you just say, or you didn't say, I need to know, what did you do? How did you chastise him? Not nobody else. How did you do it?
I did what I was supposed to do. I told his mother.
No. No, but I don't know. I'm not gonna. I can't speak on everybody. If that was my uncle, I'd have got my ass with my uncle. When I got home, I'd have got my ass with my mama, for my daddy, for my granddaddy.
You don't know the whole story. That's real easy to
first
say.
First of all, we living in a whole new generation. That shit don't apply to these kids no more. Cause you got people right now. That shit don't apply no more. It ain't what the neighbor whoop your ass and. Then the auntie can whoop your ass. I know situations where you got sisters, I mean blood sisters, where they be like, well, you can't whoop my child, or you can't touch, don't touch my child. If my child does
something,
you let me know.
We're not in that age no more.
Where you got, well, right. The neighbor then brought him home. Hell no.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on a second. I want to hear what the Rev had to say. Go ahead, Rev.
Oh, I was just saying that's not nothing new where people don't allow other people to touch their kids, because my aunts and uncles couldn't whoop me. Couldn't no neighbors whoop me. None of that could go down. None of that. So, I mean, that's really not nothing new, and I don't know if it's where I grew up at or whatever, but that did not go down.
Exactly.
My parents had control of me, and that's it. That's it, and that's all. And what they instilled in me is what I went with.
See, y'all in a whole new land. When a motherfucker say, don't touch my child, I'm not going to touch your child. I don't give a fuck
but notice too, by the time I said parents, I had both minds in the household.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't have that.
He has two.
What'd you say?
He got two of them
in
the
house. You said he has a stepfather there, right?
And his mother, correct.
Okay, his stepfather may also have boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, but...
Rev, not to interrupt you, but that's what I said earlier when we had this conversation. Mm-hmm. See, you can't really base that. I mean, you, like I told you, I know people who them been around kids for ages, and mm-hmm. you be like, man, I don't say shit to that little boy. She already made it known that ain't my child. So you mm-hmm. could keep putting it. You could keep this. Well, that's my child. This, that, and other. I'm not going to keep arguing with you about your child. That's your child. All right, you raise him. He fuck up, it's on you. I'm not gonna sweat it.
So,
I did exactly what I was supposed to do. Tell his mama. That's what
like,
I did.
Yeah. If them boundaries you set, yeah, you did do exactly what you were supposed to do, because that could have created some other shit.
Exactly.
I ain't got time to be arguing or tussling with these motherfuckers over their kids. Fuck it.
Exactly. So, like I said, was telling you earlier, we really don't know, because, I mean, you kind of put it off on the stepdad, too, but like I told you, you don't know what's said between them. You know what I'm saying? And the stepdad only been around for, what, 2-3 years?
Okay, but if he's the stepfather cast and he took that position when he married her.
Bullshit. Bullshit, because
if he's the man of the house, you can be the man of the house.
That's just like if you sitting there talking about, don't put your hands on my child. That's my child. This, that, and other. Come on, man. You see it more times than not when mm-hmm. people like that.
I'm like that.
I would not let my husband discipline my son. I would not. So that is right. Everybody don't roll like that, and I'm one that don't. I was in the scenario where my son came. He wasn't his, and it was certain things he could say and certain things that he couldn't. He knew when it came down to discipline, that was my area.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. As a woman and as a mother, why?
Because I didn't trust nobody else to discipline my child because I didn't feel like nobody else had the love for my son the way that I did. He didn't hit because his father was dead.
Right.
I felt like this. Nobody's going to be beating on. First of all, I don't really believe in beating on no kid. Yes, I do whoop my kid's ass. I did, rather. But it had to be extreme measures. I believed in talking to them and making them understand right from wrong. As opposed to beating their ass, because beating their ass didn't really teach nothing but except that they was getting their ass whooped.
Shit, I wish you would have been my mama. My mama believed in beating their ass.
I did whoop my kid, but it had to be something extreme. Or if I didn't explain it to them. And I know that they heard what I said, and I know that they done did something wrong. Now it's time for you to get your ass up to make you understand that I'm real serious about that. I wasn't just talking to you. I meant what I said.
Rev, let me ask you something. Let's just take a hypothetical situation. Let's just say you at work. Me and your son at home. He do some old fucked up shit. Now I get on his ass about it. I get on his ass hard about it. I don't put my hands on him, but I do get in his ass about what he did. You got a problem with me doing that?
No.
You do?
I said no. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with a person talking to. I don't have a problem with anyone telling my child that they did something wrong, whether they in the household or out the household. But I do have a problem with somebody putting their hands on my child because they're not gonna. I don't feel like some people don't know their strength, and if I would have came into a situation to where I come back and my child is hurt, then that's another situation. That's something that I never wanted to deal with, so I just never allowed it to happen because of that.
Okay, that's a different situation. I understand that too. I understand. So that's a different scenario. So you hurt my child, and I gave you permission the first time, and they told me that you hurt them, and I see bruises, then okay, that's another. That's why I'm just asking, because I'm telling you, I wish I was raised by y'all parents and whoever.
No, because, I know, I'm asking for the simple fact, like, all right, because I'm hearing you talking, and I've seen it time and time again, but I've also seen that boy knew that man had limitations. So that boy
So he pushed. He's trying.
That boy would push and push and push. I mean, he would push.
But the thing about it is, as a parent, whether you're a single parent or not, I think rearing a child is from birth. It's not just when they get 4 or 5 years old or whatever. It's from birth that they need to know who parent is. And if you instill that in them from the beginning, you really ain't got no reason to have to put your hands on them too much. You really don't.
Rev, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Rev. Now, as he said, I hear what you're saying, but if we in a relationship and he's not my son, but we in a relationship, he ain't my son. We living together and everything. He already know he can push me. He can push my buttons. He know exactly what he can do because I can't touch him. So where's my respect from him? He ain't going to respect me.
No,
I never instilled that in my son, though. My son never knew my rules where that was concerned. Yeah, that was between me and my husband. That wasn't between me, my husband, and my child.
Right, but the child can play both of y'all.
But he didn't know he didn't know my husband couldn't whoop him. He never and never once disrespected him. Never once.
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't tell that to the child anyway, and the child should know respect anyway. The child shouldn't be talking to
you
any kind of way and this and that.
And for all practical purposes, y'all both are right. Y'all both are 110% right. But Rev, just like you just told me, everybody don't do that though. I said, I didn't see it numerous times where oh, that's mine. You don't put your motherfucking hands on mine. And this motherfucker, he ate it up. He ate it up. Ate it every time. He knew. And then, old boy, just stopped giving a fuck. You know what? I'm not finna argue. And now that this boy done got 18, 19, he hell on wheels. Now it's like, you need to talk to him. You need to do this. You need to do that. And he like, fuck you and your son. When I tried to discipline him, you was all in my motherfucking grill. You was all in my face. No, that's my son. Motherfucker call his daddy now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, dog, what dude say? What he tell old girl? Fuck you and your son?
Yeah.
That's what he said?
I apologize for my outburst.
The wrong one. I hit the wrong one.
He told him, fuck you and your son. And I looked at him like, damn, dog, that's kind of harsh. And like he said, man, I seen where this boy was going, and I tried to catch him. I tried to catch, because no, he wasn't in the boy's life from birth. He came around, the boy was like 10 or 11. But he, like he said, I seen where the boy was going. So I was trying to catch him, and you know, you know, these, you know, and of course, nothing to y'all, but these new age mamas, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to do this. Ain't nobody going to do that. When you got a little 10-year-old or 11-year-old boy who think that he can whoop my ass, and this little boy literally used to, like, man, fuck you. You know, he would test it. Hey, you gonna, hey, boy, take that garbage out. Motherfucker, you take it out.
Well, then he was dealing with a woman that had done instilled that in that boy's head.
Exactly.
He had to let him know it was like that.
It was more kind, and that's why I say, and like I said, I commit, like for you to sit here and say that I ain't let my son know that my husband couldn't touch it. Okay, cool. But now, I done seen it more times than not. Well, this woman jumped in this man's face. Don't put your hands on mine. Don't put your hands on mine. Your son just called me a bitch. What you mean? Don't put your hands. Why you ain't? Okay, you beat his ass.
See, I can't be in a relationship like that.
Right out the door.
He was probably fucking him up in private. Y'all know y'all wait for us to leave. And y'all
that's what I would be doing. I'm whipping his motherfucking ass.
No, but there, but what? One of the reasons why I was the way I was because growing up, kids pay attention to adult relationships. I was seeing my aunt's husband beat her oldest son, beat him just for just crazy stuff, just really beat him and dog him out. Now he wouldn't touch the younger one because the younger one was also. See, my mama and his mama is sisters. My daddy and his daddy is brothers. But my daddy's brother had told him, you better not never touch mine. Don't touch mine. But he dogged my other cousin out horribly for no reason.
That's bullshit to me. That's bullshit to me. How the fuck are you going to tell me what I can do in my house? You know what I'm saying? If you want your son, then you come and get your son and raise him your goddamn self.
No. It was already out there. That he was beating his boy for no reason, and he was beating him for no reason. I was there. She was babysitting me, so I seen everything. I seen how
well,
he
I'm
did
just
it.
Saying.
Just for
I'm
no
just saying.
Reason.
Ain't no
you,
man.
I mean, everybody's not the same, Father Time. And you got,
and
some,
I know
you got some men.
Not talking.
You got
you
some men.
Know
you got
that's going on with your daughter.
You got
but
some men
and
some
other
women
man
like,
beat your daughter.
That will do
that's
shit
different.
Just because they don't like the other parent. They don't like the parent that's outside of the household, and they take it out on the child. Different little scenarios that just don't make no sense. And I just wasn't going to have it.
Rev, let me tell you something. Nobody is going to dictate to me how I run my house. Okay? If your child is in my house, that means I'm helping raise your child. If you have a problem with me disciplining your child, then come and get your child out of
That's
my
right.
house.
If you don't want your child to get disciplined, keep them. Because, honey, over here, you
come
get
their ass. Because
so
you're going to live, you gonna live by my rules and leave.
And
so
anybody
that's
willing to agree
with
that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
So they
disciplined
your daughter.
Who disciplined my daughter? I'm the only
motherfucker disciplined
my daughter.
But your daughter leaving her mama in her house with her husband. So her husband couldn't discipline your daughter? That's his house.
No, if she, you know what? When she had dude living there, and my daughter was there, I had to talk with dude. I have no problem. If she fuck up and you got to, you know, you got to whoop her ass, that's what you got to do. But, you know, you can't be beating on her. You know what I mean? For no reason.
You know, that's what I was just about
to
say.
I can't
beat
her mama's house.
I'm going to give you another scenario, Father Time. Another situation I knew of. Now, this is on the other end. A woman let the man she was married to discipline her child. He was beating her and screwing her at the same time. Now you think about that. They got that uphold on. They got that. He had that uphold on her to where you say something, I'ma whoop your ass. You know your mama gonna ride with me because I can discipline you. I have permission to discipline you. I have permission to beat your ass.
Well, all I'm saying is, if your child is living in my house and your child is being disrespectful, I'm gonna fuck your child up. That's how I was raised. That's how I'm going to be. And if the woman I'm with don't like it, then leave me the fuck alone, because that's just how
I
am.
Well, if you have a woman that agrees with all that, then more power to you. Whatever goes on in anybody's household, I could care less. Everybody runs their shit differently, you know, and that's another thing of society. And with the power of the mind, everybody's different. Now, if you find somebody that goes along with your mindset, then that's great.
There you go. Match made in heaven. It's a match made. I mean,
well,
come on.
We use the words beat them. You know what I mean? There's a difference between disciplining a child and spanking their ass when they do something wrong and out and out just beating a child. And you know what I mean? I think we as black people as a whole, we use that term, I beat they ass, you know what I'm saying? And then that's why society takes it the way they do. You know what I mean? Not just us, but shit. When we were kids and our parents had to whoop us, we understood it. They only had to do that once or twice before we understood, you know what I mean? I shouldn't do this, that, and the other. Nowadays, because somebody took, you know what I'm saying, took it too far and did actually beat the shit out the kids. Now they got all this shit where, you know what I mean, you put your hands on your child, and now the kids are sucking that shit up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, will you do this? But, I mean, okay, look.
That's what my man said earlier. It's them new age mothers. You can't touch my kid.
There's also a difference between discipline and beating the shit out of a child.
I just got, my thing is this, okay, I'm not the type, because I got a daughter, so I'm, Rev, I'm like you, you got to do something that's really detrimental for me to grab you and whoop you, because I figured just me yelling at them alone, they're going to bag the fuck down, I get to yelling, they start crying, you know what
okay.
I'm saying, You would think that I didn't beat the shit out of them, and I ain't touched them. Okay, I understand that. So for me to sit there and be like, I'm going to beat your child's ass, no, I'm not going to do that, because I don't want my kids like that. But at the same time, my thing is, your child is not going to sit there and disrespect you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, like, in instances when you got, well, you know what I'm saying? I had a situation where, shit, son wanted to whoop my ass. He wanted to whoop my ass. And And when I walked out that room, that motherfucker swung on me. Swung on me hard, too. So, I mean, shit. His mama stepped to the side. She knew I wasn't going to hurt him. But shit. You know what I'm saying? I warmed his little ribs up for him. Because you do that shit on the street, a motherfucker's going to take your ass off.
Right. But it's about respect, and you know what? It's also about knowing the person that you're with. If you know the person that you're with, and that I'm not talking about somebody that you've been with for 6 months and you letting them whoop your child. I mean, this is somebody that you know.
Right.
You know what type of person they are and what type of parent they're going to be and how they're going to discipline your child, because you can look and see how they discipline their own kids, you know.
Right. Right, if you see me sitting there talking to my daughter, hey, baby, okay, all right, I understand you did wrong. All right, well, you know, we gonna talk about this. Then I get off the phone and I look at your child and be like, I'm finna fuck you up. Man, you know I ain't the motherfucker to be around.
I know that's not funny, but the way you think.
That shit was funny.
I'm Mr. Shit. I'm damn near Heat Cliff Huxtable with my kid. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm finna put that James Evans ass whooping on your child. Come on, man. If you allowing me to do this, then you fucked up in your head.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Man, I just think whatever, if the crime rates and ass whooping, I don't care if it's a stepmom or stepfather, whoever, if the crime rates and ass whooping, then the ass whooping need to be given out.
And you know what? With that being said, dog, and I understand it, but I know my kids didn't deserve ass whoopings. Why I didn't let them slide? I know they have. Shit. I'm looking at them like, and that's the first thing I tell them. I ought to beat your ass. I should beat your motherfucking ass right now. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. So now, like I said, how in the hell am I going to sit? Now, you sitting there looking at me disciplining my child, and I'm telling her I should beat your ass, but I don't. But then when your child do some shit, out come the strap, bend your ass up, lay over that goddamn bed. I'm going to take skin off your motherfucking ass today.
And I believe you, but that's how some step parents do. You ain't my child, so I can whoop you. But let your blood child get away with it, that just ain't right. But it happens in families.
No, I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
You can disagree how you want to. It's happening in somebody's household right now. While we sitting on the phone, there is somebody's child who's being beat to death by a step parent or a living roommate or whoever the fuck else.
It may happen. You know what I'm saying? It may happen. It probably does happen in some households. It don't happen in this one because I'm an equal opportunity ass whooper.
Right.
Whether
okay.
it's mine or hers. If the crime rates an ass whooping, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Okay.
Period.
So you do realize that the earth populates, what, more than 6 billion fucking people, so everybody don't see things your way by the time.
I understand that. I'm just telling y'all what's going on up in this one. I'm an equal opportunity ass whooper.
Well, like I said,
I mean, I don't go around just whooping ass for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, if you do something and it rates an ass whooping, then you're going to get your ass whooped. Period.
See,
it has to fit the crime.
I'm going to tell you, that's just like, I'm not sure who said it. I don't know if it was Janine or Rev said it. Some people don't know their own strength. I'm one of them people that don't know my own strength. So, yeah, I know, like, when I'm playing, I play rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm wrestling with I'm going to put them in the headlock. They be tapping the fuck out. I be thinking, like, damn, I barely got you. Or fucking tears coming out their eyes. I'd be like, damn, I barely got you. So with that being said, that's another reason why I'm like, no, I'm not too keen on whooping a child. Because, no, I don't know my own strength. You know what I'm saying? And then you angry.
Dog, at the same time, with that logic, with that way of thinking. So basically what you're saying is they can do whatever the hell they want to do because they know they ain't going to get no ass whooped. They just going to get hollered at.
No. What I'm saying is this. I believe that I raise children good enough that they know right from wrong. I don't have to take a strap out every damn time they do something because these kids going to fuck up. Now, it's like a level. Like, if you go past that level 5, then you know what's going to happen. But now, level 1 through 4, no, I'm not finna put a whooping on you. Now, you go from 5 to 7, that's a warning. Now, you're floating over into the red zone. Now, 8 to 10, I'm going to take your ass off there. But at the same time.
But why you got to holler? Why you got to holler? How come you just can't talk to him?
Man, because now that part, I don't know. I can honestly say, because my thing is this. I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you. I got some sassy mouth ass kids. I'm not going to even lie to you. These little girls, boy, if they can punk you, they'll punk you. So you got to get double tough with them. You know what I'm saying? And my oldest
double
one,
tough.
Double tough. I mean,
I never heard that before.
Man, that oldest one of mine, shit, that motherfucker go toe-to-toe, blow-to-blow with you. You say something, she got something to say right back. You got to, and I mean, honestly, yeah, you got to make her think, like, this motherfucker finna kill me in order for her to shut up. Because that motherfucker will go with you. All right? And to be perfectly honest with you, she got it honest. Because I'm going to tell you, I would keep going and keep going until I got that rap in the mouth. That's when I shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm not good at that.
I'm not good at that. But go ahead, Rev. Go ahead. Make your point.
I was going to say, my daughter, me and her go toe-to-toe all the time right now. She's 13. My son is 20. But I still feel like I've instilled in them from birth that I'm the mama. And my daughter is tall as me, and my son is tall as me and bigger than me. But I can bring both their ass to tears just by talking to them. I don't have to put my hands on them. And my son is so big right now that I know I can't whoop his ass, but I bet you this, he will never raise his hand at me, never has, and I'm hoping he never will, because that'll be another story. But I think it just comes from you rearing them early on, and then you don't even have to do all that.
Okay, now before anybody responds, let me say this. We're going to keep the show going, but we over time, so if they hang us up, we apologize. But let's keep it going, shit. But what you were just saying, go ahead, man, go ahead.
She right. I mean, like I said, man, like you said, well, why do I have to holler? Yeah, I mean, my voice carries. My voice carries, and then it's like I said, I got some sassy mouth little kids. I'm not going to lie. And now they're in they all teenagers now. So it's like, you know, and I'm going to tell you right now, they call me Jelly Bean. That's what my kids call me. They call me Jelly Bean. They say, oh, he's hard on the outside, but he's soft in the middle. So it's like, you know, they test me. They really do. I'm not going to even lie. My kids will test me like, yeah, all right, okay. I could be like, hey, don't do that. All right. Didn't I just tell you don't do that? Well, I did it because, no. I just told you don't do it. And next thing you know, I got to get in their ass. I mean, but like I said, they girl, but maybe by, and I'm not going to even lie to you, if they was boys, shit, man, be WrestleMania up in this motherfucker every day. Because I would be body slamming the shit out their ass. If they was boys saying the shit that they was to me as girls, I'd be body slamming their ass, I'd be tearing their ass off up in here. It'd be a WrestleMania fest.
So you dig with that double standard.
is a double standard because boys and girls are different. I don't do my daughter like I did my son. They 7 years apart, and he tell me all the time, you'd have whooped me for that. If I would have did that, you'd have whooped me. But
I tell them all the time. Well, if y'all was some boys, I'd be fucking y'all up right now. They'll tell you. I'd be like, shit. Now, it's a couple of times that I did lose my cool. I did, like with that oldest one of mine, I lost my cool a couple of times with her, several times. But it's because she kept taking me to the brink. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker want to tell me she can talk to boys when she want to. Oh, you think you just going to invite boys into my house? You crazier than a motherfucker. That day, now I'm not going to lie, that day, she better thank God her grandmama was right there. And like my mother told her, I didn't pull him off your ass. I didn't pull him off you because you was right. I pulled him off you because he was finna hurt your ass. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know how y'all little girls are. Y'all was younger, boy. Y'all know how y'all was. Y'all could take a motherfucker there.
You know, my mama slapped out of me. It was twice. The first time, I guess I didn't get it. But the second time, and I'll never forget this, it was over, I bullshit y'all not, it was over Janet Jackson's Velvet Rope, and it was a cassette tape. And I guess I must have put it in my little cassette player, and it broke or whatever. When my mama got home, I was already in trouble for some shit. And you know what I'm saying, I had company outside my door. My little best friend came up there, and I was sitting on the inside of the apartment, and she was sitting on the outside of the apartment. Plus, I broke the tape, right? Mom told me, first of all, I thought you couldn't have no company. So the first thing I said was, well, she wasn't really in the house, okay? Second thing, you done broke my tape. Well, you got two choices. You can either fix it or buy a new tape. My mama slapped spit out my motherfucking mouth. She ain't never had to do that again. It was lightning. You know what I mean? And I think that's what Rev is saying. You know what I mean? If you got to give it to them like one good time as a shorty, you should not, you know what I mean? You really shouldn't have to go there that much often, you know, get older.
These motherfuckers are hit it.
No, but the funny thing about it is that my daughters and them, they make jokes about it now, especially when it comes to my oldest one. Like the two that's up under her, they were there when I got in her ass. So it's like, now, they whole thing, they'll sit back and be like, yeah, I remember daddy had you off the ground, too. And after that day, they like, okay, we know not to do that because that right there sends him someplace. Trying to take up for a boy in front of him, nah, that's not a good look.
Well, I guess I taught all my siblings what not to do.
Tell them everything what not to do.
On every aspect of life.
Shit, not if you hard at it. I saw shit my brother went through. My dumb ass did the same shit. Got the same fucking beating.
You was a kid thinking as a kid trying to do some grown up shit. That's how you got to work. So.
But you didn't do as much as Rich. I'm sorry. You didn't do as much as
I didn't. What I'm saying is, you know, around the house. Little shit around the house. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mom used to always go bowling. She give orders before she leave. You do this, you do that, you do that. He won't do his shit. So I won't do my shit. Now, my dumb ass should have learned that if you don't do it, usually there's pain that follows. But no, he ain't do it, so I ain't going to do it. Fuck it. If he ain't going to do it, well, I got to do what I got to do. Be down. You know what I mean? But I will say this, dog.
Did he get a be down, bro? Did he get a be down?
Hell yeah.
She was equal opportunist.
Okay,
it was equal. It's just that
he didn't
want to
take yours,
and
he took his. He evidently didn't care
about getting his. You should have
thought about that.
Well, yeah. You know what? I think he thought about it when that frying pan came out. Boy, that was awesome. Oh, my God, that was the ultimate. She tore his ass off of that one. That motherfucker.
Yeah, my mom wasn't no joke.
He thought he was gonna walk out that motherfucking door, and then he said something. Boy, I see Hella turn around. Okay, and she walked back in the door ever so calmly, and I'm looking at this motherfucker like, look, I'm a kid, but I know you need to start running. Well, it was females outside. Reg ain't finna run in front of no females. Mm-mm, not Reg.
Actually, it was Bebe.
Yeah. You know, he had been trying to hit that anyway. Boy, that motherfucking black fried pear, bing! I mean, it was one of them bings that just, bing! That motherfucker went down like Ali and
she wiped the shit out of his ass that day. He learned from that one.
Yeah, she told
his
ass.
Get his ass tore up. But look, man, I understand what you're saying about them. I understand what you're saying about daughters. Because I have a biological daughter, and I have two stepdaughters. And I think they'd be conspiring against me because my biological.
I'm really serious. Did you treat them equally?
It's a conspiracy up in this motherfucker because my biological called the police on me.
But do you treat them equally?
One of the steps called the police on me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Y'all trying to get me locked up on purpose?
Father time. Did you treat them equally?
I treat all of them the same. Well, that 15-year-old is a motherfucker, though.
But did you treat her equally?
That 15-year-old boy, she bring the worst out of motherfuckers. She one of them motherfuckers that don't stop talking.
You better start pulling phone plugs out before you become that equal opportunist ass whooper. That's what you better do.
Hey.
But
if the crime rate ass whooping, I'm going to rate your ass.
When y'all say treat them equal, I mean, like, okay, it's an age difference between mine. Like, mine are actually, like, the oldest one and the next one, they're 2 years apart. Then the other one, they're a year apart. So, you know, it's like, you really, like, with the oldest one, my two middle kids, they like, she gets everything. The oldest one gets everything. She gets more stuff than we get. It's not the fact she gets more than y'all get. She's older than y'all. So, yeah, she's going to get this or that first. See, and then they feel like, okay, they getting done unfair because I may tell them, well, y'all not old enough to get this yet. Well, that ain't fair. But am I being unrealistic when I do that?
That's not fair.
That's how it is. It is fair.
I got a
15-year-old and a 10-year-old. And let's just use something simple like curfew. You know what I mean? I let my 15-year-old stay out until, you know what I mean, 8:30, 9:30, depending on, you know, what time of year it is. In the summertime, he can stay out till 9:30, 10 o'clock. My 10-year-old, she got to come home before it's dark. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Anything, cell phone. If I was to give my oldest a cell phone, okay, well, he gets to stay out longer. He gets to go a little bit further. But she comes asking me, well, how come he get a cell phone and I don't? Well, for the most part, you have to be in before it gets dark, and you're not really allowed to go nowhere but between this block and the next block. So if I need to come and get you, you know what I'm saying, I know exactly where you are. Whereas with the older one, you know what I'm saying, his reach is a little bit further. So that's just something simple. But they get treated differently.
I have two daughters, and I treat both of them different. And it's not about you shouldn't group parent anyway. Each child is their own. They're their own individual.
They have
their own individual personality, and each of them are different. And you can't parent each of them the same. I mean, there are going to be some general things. There are general things that you can do the same, but each one, you're going to have to find different ways to parent each child because, you know, each of them are just different.
Right, I agree 110%.
I'm just saying, for instance, this summer, you know, they were outside, and, you know, the girls outside. Well, the oldest one, she's 18. Well, she's 19 now. She's 18. The other one, 15. Well, the 18-year-old, they finna go out. They finna go to the whisper call. Yeah, the other one, yeah, you got to be in. Well, that ain't fair. No, you still got a curfew. You just because I don't run together, but you still got a, your curfew is shorter than hers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I mean, when she was that age, that was her curfew.
Right.
Now, this is your curfew. But then they feel like, well, no, but we run together so we can hang out. Like, if she can stay out to 12, I can too. No, you can't.
No, the hell you can't.
And you know what? My kids,
that life's fucked up.
My daughter is younger than my son. And again, something simple. I made my son start washing dishes at a certain age. And I made my daughter was like, well, he didn't have to wash dishes when he was his age. Okay, well. He, you know what I'm saying, you know not to play in the water. You know what I'm saying? When you do, you know what I'm saying, he didn't do the same shit. So it was like, okay, well, you were more responsible with that than he was at that age. So that's where you treat them differently, where they, you know, you treat them accordingly. You know, like my daughter, she proved able to keep a key for long, you know what I'm saying, better than my son did. Now, he older. But he done lost his key 30,000 times, so I stopped giving him a fucking key. But my daughter, she said, you know what I'm saying, she got the same key and keep up with the same key, so, yeah, she can have a key. Different, you know what I mean, different shit because they are responsible on different levels.
Well, I'll tell y'all what I'm dealing with. Now, I got a 17-year-old in the house and a 15-year-old in the house. Both girls. 17-year-old. Beautiful. Just the greatest kid, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, I know she sneaks off and do her little dirt. You know, but at least she tries to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking 15-year-old, this motherfucker got a response for everything you say. And then when you get to the point to, you know, shut up means shut up. That means stop mm-hmm. talking. You know what I mean? The conversation is over now. If I say shut up, I might say, you know what, leave me alone. But if I say shut up, that means the conversation's over. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. This motherfucker keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. You know what I mean? That's what I'm dealing with. Then next thing I know, motherfucker police knocking at the door. What's going on? Fuck you mean what's going on? Why? Who called you? I ain't call y'all motherfuckers. Oh, we got a call. Fuck out of here, man. You see, it's these fucking kids, man. They
well, she would have got, why she didn't get punched in her mouth?
Oh, well,
even if it was about you. I mean, your wife wasn't there or something when she was doing it. Because as soon as I would have heard her even start saying it, she would have got punched in the mouth.
She did.
Oh, okay.
Hence, police.
Oh,
I don't play. My mama didn't play. That's how I was raised. If an adult says shut the hell up, that means you stop talking. There ain't nothing else to be said. You need to understand that shut up, it means exactly what the definition say. Shut the fuck up. That means I'm done talking. You keep talking, I have to let you know what shut up means physically. And I don't have a problem with that. Call the police. I don't care. I mean, dog, what did I tell you last time? Now I'm about to go to jail. I can't do the show
yep,
tonight.
Yep, you're going to jail.
You know what I mean? I'll call you in a heartbeat. Hey, I'm about to go to jail, man, so I ain't going to be able to do the show tonight. Just to let you know. But I'm not going to change who I am, and that's how I was raised. My mama raised us. When she says shut up means shut up. You stop talking. You ain't got nothing else to say. That's what shut up means. You know what I mean? When an adult is talking, you're a kid, you shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't want to hear what I got to say, you ain't got no choice.
And I mean,
you can't
some
walk
kids
away.
Are, some kids are just strong-willed, too. Like, my oldest daughter is strong-willed. And she got it from me. She got it honest. And she is the type of person, she wants to do what she wants to do, and she likes to suffer her own consequences, which is fine. But
but I have another daughter, so I have to watch her a little bit more closely than my second daughter, who she would think about doing something, but then she'll think about how the fuck will this affect me 10 years from now in my life. By the time she gets through thinking about the shit, she'll forget what she wanted to do.
Now, Janine, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. With that being said, let me ask you a question. Do you sit back and just say, now, I know I gave birth to both of them. How the fuck are they so goddamn different?
The younger kids are supposed to learn from the older kids' ass whoopings. That's like, you know what I mean? Like you said, my daughter, she sees the type of shit that my oldest, you know, my oldest son does. And my daughter will come to me. She'd be like, "Ma, I don't want to be. You know, I don't like to tell lies. If she do something and she try to hide it, she come back and tell me. You know what I mean? She like, I don't want to get in the type of trouble that he get into. You know what I mean? Whether I'm his age or younger or a girl or a boy or what, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got ready to pick him up and throw him out the window. I don't want to take you there." That's how it's supposed to go. And my youngest is supposed to, you know what I mean, learn from all of it. If they really, you know, pay attention like we know they do.
All right, let me say this again, y'all. We're going to keep it going, but they are going to cut us off. So we ain't going to do the special shout-outs. We ain't going to do all that tonight. We're going to keep it going tonight. So if they cut us off, y'all, we do apologize. But let's keep it going. What was you going to say, dog?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, my youngest, now what she said, she takes everything in. She sees everything that goes on with her sisters. And she kind of like, okay, I know not to do this. I know not to do that. I know to stay on his good side. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on, dog. Let me interrupt you for 1 second. For anybody that's listening, I don't really want to hear this because his youngest is my favorite. She's just gorgeous, and she loves to eat candy with me. Every time I go to their crib, we smash fucking candy. That's my baby. All right, go ahead, dog. I ain't listening, but go ahead. You can say nothing bad about her.
No, she's the good one. But see, she's smart enough to know, I seen her get fucked up. Nah, I ain't going to do it. But then, like, now my 16-year-old, man, that motherfucker, that's Iron Mike Tyson all over again. This motherfucker breaking teachers' noses. This motherfucker,
damn.
Hey, remember I had to drive all the way down to Gary because she broke the teacher's nose, which was a man. So you can imagine what the fuck he wanted to do to her. So, I mean, I'm practically on the phone begging, like, man, please don't press charges on my child. Please don't press charges. You know what I'm saying? Now, in her defense, these girls they wanted to get at her sister. They wanted to get at the oldest. Well, they couldn't get to her. So I guess they said, well, we're gonna get her little sister. Well, what they didn't know, she's the tough one. She's the one that fights. See, that oldest one is the mouth. That 16-year-old, she's the one that likes to fight. And she ain't no little girl by no means. So in her defense, she said, Daddy, I thought they was trying to, they was trying to jump. So she said, Because she said when the teacher grabbed her, she thought it was one of the girls trying to jump her. So she just turned around and started swinging. And popped him. Now, the teacher says, no. She looked me square by eye and cocked back in her hoodie. Teacher says she knew who she was hitting. But, you know, she had the defense. She was like, look, they started to jump me. But teacher said that motherfucker looked me dead in my eyes like, motherfucker. Like, don't you see what I'm doing to this bitch? Like, yeah.
You know what, man? When I used to live with y'all, I always said that second one was gonna be a beast.
Man, and she ain't no joke, dog. She, I mean, fighting shit. And you know, she ain't no little motherfucker. She a thick girl. She one of them thick girls. And
I'm trying to tell you, that's my daughter. My daughter is a thickie, and my she every time she asks me, every time she says, "Mama, can I please just pop in once?" I keep telling that boy, "Yeah, you older than her, but she, you know, if she throw her weight right, she's gonna fuck you up." I keep telling him that, and you do not want to get your ass whooped by your little sister. But she can already, she been picking that boy up since. She's 10 now. She's been picking him up since she was about 7. You know, and she can pick you up now.
And that's how you see her thing is, like, the 19-year-old, they live together. They you know, they got the same mother. So, you know, of course, she's been dominating her whole life. And but now it's like, okay, I'm 16. I'm bigger than you. I know I'm stronger than you. Now it's like she's coming into her own to the point where it's like, you're not finna punk me out no more. And like I told the oldest one, the first thing the oldest one tell her, shut up or I slap you. Well, yeah, you've been slapping her around ever since she was a kid because, you know, it's the big sister, little sister thing. You know, of course, this is the big sister going to always punk the little sister. But I kept telling her, I said, you're going to keep it up. This girl going to tell your ass. And after she broke that teacher's nose, the oldest one kind of like, you know, she eased up off of her because she figured, like, I know I ain't got enough stuff. All right, she's like,
props.
I ain't got enough.
Ain't no problem. Sometimes your anger just takes over.
No, she got props. She broke the teacher's nose.
Oh, you said
how many motherfuckers can say that? How many motherfuckers you know
props.
Can say I broke the teacher's nose? No, I say she got props.
Oh,
yeah. And it's like now the oldest one looks at her like, and she'll tell me, "Daddy, you better come get her. You better come here." Now, she'll try to, you know, the oldest one, of course, the oldest one going to stand up to her. "You better shut up or I smack you." And she'll just look at her and tell her, "Come hit me. Come hit me then." The oldest one would look at her like, and I'd be like, "I wouldn't fuck with her if I was you." And she already feeling herself. I mean, she feel like I broke a grown man's nose. What I do to you ain't nothing.
She got props.
Right, and none of the other sisters will fight. You know, none of the other sisters. Fighter, they be like, go on. You know, when she come in and play, wrestle and play, they hurry up, tell her, go on, quit playing. The girl's strong.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, dog.
Freddie, she's like, "Oh, Mama, please let me give it to him." I keep telling her, she'll keep playing with that little girl, she gonna have enough. And I keep telling her, she damn near to the point where if I, you know what I'm saying, I gotta be, you know what I mean, forget who she is. If she wanna come at me, to the, you know what I mean, she a little thick and she a little cheerleader too, so she be doing her little exercises, and she, you know what I'm saying, learn how to use her weight to her advantage, man. I keep telling them, you gonna keep fucking with that little girl, she is gonna tear you a new one.
Hey, let me tell you, man, I ain't tell you this, dog. I met my daughter's little boyfriend the other day, right?
Oh, shit.
Actually, man, you know what? I expect that response. But the dude was cool, man. I mean, I actually liked the motherfucker, man. He actually helped me change the battery in every goddamn thing. You know, I'm all injured. I can't do too much. That motherfucker brought his tools, though. He was like, "Oh, I'll help you, sir. Call me sir." I'm like, "Shit, you might be a keeper."
That one is out the door.
Right.
Oh, that motherfucker called me sir. He was like,
"So,
oh, you ain't supposed, sir.
You're not supposed to like him like that. If you really want to keep him."
No, I didn't tell her.
Don't be trying to act like you like him so much.
I didn't tell her that I like him. I told her,
you know,
what the fuck is wrong with this dude? I got a problem with this. But I actually like the motherfucker, man. You know what I mean?
I stay in the boy's ass. I stay in there. They, hey, how you doing? What the fuck you mean, how I'm doing? How you doing?
I don't go that route, man. I don't go. When I went that route, my daughter stopped talking to me for a little while, so I don't even go that route no more.
So what? Shit, man, I'm telling you. Get to talking about some, hey, how's it going there, son? Hey, son, how you doing? Nah. I keep their ass on their toes. They be like, God damn, man, your daddy's a fucking devil. They'll see me, and they can see me, and I'm laughing and joking. As soon as they walk in, all smiles turn to frown. What the fuck you want? Talk up, boy. I can't hear you.
No, I don't even go that route, man.
I be in that shit.
I don't go that route, dog. I know, man. Seriously, though, dude. For real, man. You know me like a brother, man. I actually like this kid, man. I mean, he's like, you know, he's a couple of years older than her.
Can't let him know.
But, I mean, he got a job. This motherfucker got his own crib, which I really don't like. I ain't got his address yet. But I will have it in a little while. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he can always invite her over, you know, try to beat some shit up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he ain't living with his parents. But he seemed like a really nice guy, man. And she really likes him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of happy, man. I think my baby.
Y'all saying don't let him know. I'm saying don't let her know. Cause the minute I let my son knew I liked one of his girlfriends, she was gone. He said, "No, she too much like you." That's why I liked her though. Like, oh yeah, she's a nice one.
He kicked her to the curb. Did he like her?
Hell no. Not after
I said, you know, she's a nice girl. He's like, "No, she too much like you. She got to go."
Oh, wow. Damn. That's damn.
So that
might be
why
you
like him. I don't know, but I know this. He broke up with her after I told him. I said, hey, Jesus, you know, you should keep on dating her or whatever. But nope, she got to go.
Damn.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
You ain't lying. God damn. He like, I don't want no motherfucker like my mama. Fuck that.
Hell
no.
Her ass is beating the police on high speed chases and everything, but I'm steady talking about she nice. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Every man say that they don't want nobody like their mama, and they end up getting one just like them anyway.
We all want a motherfucker like our mama. I don't care what no man say. Any man in the motherfucking world can deny it. But we always look for that motherfucker that reminds us of our mama. We are. Because that's the first woman we knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything we know about women, we learn it from our mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the ones I don't like, they keep coming around. So you better keep on letting her think you don't like him. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the rest of these tramps keep on coming around here.
Well, why don't you, if you don't like him, why don't you tell him that you do like him so he can kick their asses to the curb?
I won't even say nothing no more. I won't say nothing no more. I just want him to decide for himself. But I don't like these little heifers. I really don't. And it's a whole bunch of them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, your son a player, huh?
You know what? I think my mother gave me the best advice, and, you know, I was just talking about that today, how, like, the one time that I didn't listen to her as far as female-wise, man, I'm still paying for that one. The one
Which
time
one,
I didn't
man? Give me a hint. Give me a hint. Which one you talking about?
Shit. My second baby mama. Shit, I'll be flat out. Shit.
You said you think you should have kept her?
No. My mother, man, no. Yeah, my mother was
like, she had to see something in her. She had to see something in her. She had to,
right.
Just like I seen something in that girl.
Right.
She go to college.
Safe.
She got a job. She do all that. But she was still a little bad, you know what I mean? I mean, she was good, but she was a little bad, too. But.
That's
what we're attracted to.
Hey, no. Rev likes this. Oh, she'll burn the motherfucking house up. I like her. No, really.
I ain't burn nobody. Goddamn, I set that motherfucker on fire in the bed in my house. I didn't burn nobody else's shit up. That's my shit.
Nah, she's gonna teach her how to make keys, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Liquor show, you have impeccable memory.
Yes, I do.
I ain't forgot, man. That story back to work. Man, that motherfucker and that motherfucker got the keys. Like, man, oh, no. Hell no.
Hey,
hey,
I ain't gonna lie.
They
had
something they weren't supposed to have.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I went upstairs and I checked keys. I'm not gonna lie. After the show, I checked her keys against my keys. Straight up, I did.
Yeah, but Janine put me up on something else. I didn't even have to make that trip to Walmart. I could have just took the imprint, like she said. You know, I took it a step too damn far, but I didn't know about that. But now
man,
I do.
Any woman listening to the show walking around with Play-Doh in her purse.
Right.
I'm like, ain't your kids teenagers? Yeah, okay. The shit feel good in my hands, okay? The shit feel good in my
right.
hands.
Right. Fuck you being Play-Doh for. Your kids
I mean,
teenagers.
You have to understand, I was raised with a bunch of criminals and different people. Everybody, we had reasons for that clay. That clay wasn't for play and shit.
Look, that nigga get out in 4 months. He get out in 4.5 months. I'm going to have some more stories to tell then. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to have some more stories to tell. It's getting ready to go. Yeah, he's going to get out.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, it's about to go down. You better go get a restraining order.
No,
I can get ready to go get shit.
Order.
I ain't gonna ready to go to get shit. That motherfucker three times selling. He can't carry no pistol, but I can. Bet you that.
See? Fuck you mean she need to get a restraining order. He the one need the restraining order. No, that's crazy.
Bad part. Tell him again.
Now, were you the last person he was with when he went in?
And no, I had left him before he went in there.
Oh, okay.
I had left him already, but.
But
he
gonna let him come beat this shit up. You gonna let him come beat it up?
Shit up here. I don't know what the fuck he been doing up in that goddamn prison. Okay.
All that talking lies. You know it's release date in there, goddamn thing.
I mean,
motherfuckers know release date.
Wait a minute, what
did you? I knew the release date when he got sent. Shit, this ain't it. Ain't no secret. Hell, y'all can look it up.
Yeah, that's public data. So what do you do when they get out and you was the last person they was with? Do you know how harassing that is? I don't even think people really understand.
I understand, trust me. I understand. They don't, but I do.
No, I told Rev that some bitch, go find them hoes that you was with before you got in there. Because it was not me. No, it wasn't me.
Tell them again.
I told them, go find them motherfuckers. Don't play with me now. Don't play with me.
Hey, Rev, I know your ringtone when he call you.
Pussy don't fail me now. I gotta turn this nigga out. So you don't want nobody else. With me and only me.
Yeah, thanks for wishing, baby. Look, let me tell you something. That motherfucker got a hard road to hoe.
Mm-hmm.
All I want is my goddamn money, and I mean that.
How you gonna pay me? You just got out the joint.
I don't give a damn. Borrow it. Hey, I don't care. I don't care how I get it. I don't care how I get it. I want my goddamn money. See, I'm not the average motherfucker. I ain't filed no child support. I ain't did none of that because I always work. I want my goddamn money, and I mean that. We can do it the easy way or we can do it the hard way, okay?
Hey, Tamara. As soon as you get out. Everybody know you hid that money upstate before you went upstate. I need my money.
I want it. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers. I want it all.
They gonna be sitting at the table. What the fuck you mean you ain't got my money? You better be coming over my cash or else.
Nah, better go get it. Better go get it, and I mean that.
Friend, I did 5 years in the motherfucker.
Oh, you good?
No, that motherfucker done did 8.5. I want all my goddamn money because I've been raising this little gal by myself. Ain't filed no child support. Ain't put them white folks in nothing. I want my goddamn money.
He tearing that shit up, dog. 8.5 years. She got the release date. She gonna be there to pick him up when he get out.
I bet I don't.
You know, goddamn, when he come over there knocking on that door talking about I'm gonna see my baby.
I ain't ready to do shit, but give my goddamn. He can see her all he want to, but have my goddamn money.
Hey, you know,
I ain't gonna pay you. You just gonna jail.
I don't care. Borrow it. I had to make sure she ate for them 8 years. I mean, I had to do what I had to do. See, that's what's wrong with niggas.
No,
that's what's wrong with niggas right there.
He going to get out. You know, prison niggas are the most well-groomed niggas on the face of the earth because they ain't got shit else to do. So, you know, that first week, he going to come out looking good at the motherfucker. Going to be all well-groomed, shaved up. Y'all ain't never they be well groomed like a motherfucker. You be like, damn, how this motherfucker? How the hell he keep a woman?
And then they're exercising, lifting weight, all pumped up and everything. Fuck all that. I want my goddamn money.
He gonna tear that ass up. You ain't gonna.
This ain't the first time that motherfucker been locked up. I done seen him come out of prison before.
Your ass gonna be in the hospital. Talk about my shit hurt.
Nah, he gonna be in the hospital if he'll get my goddamn money.
Hey, man. Hey, you be like, goddamn, let me go to prison for a year. Nah, I just want to lose my gut. How long it take to lose my gut? Because these motherfuckers come out jacked. Like, goddamn. I'm not bullshitting, man. This motherfucker coming out real. Nigga, see you that picture? That nigga sit there with
all this. All I can say is to be continued. If I don't get my first payment, I might be on the national damn news on the bus running the summer bitch over, okay?
Hey, dog, he going to be writing all his homeboys in prison. Talking about your dog.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, nuts.
Hey, man, stop, man.
Any motherfucker that's been locked up that long and think a motherfucker been waiting is a goddamn fool.
Exactly.
He don't care if you've been or not.
All right, so now let me ask
y'all.
Let me ask y'all, what's the due date? I mean, well, what's the time limit when a nigga get, locked up? What's the time limit that y'all wait on a motherfucker?
I didn't wait.
I did wait the first time. I waited the first time. About 6 years, I waited. Now I ain't gonna say I didn't do not a damn thing, but I was pretty good.
You waited 6 years?
Nope.
But
did you say you
Here's the thing. Now, you got somebody that's been locked up. Okay, a person get out of prison, they have certain things they have to have, okay? Just have to have.
A place to stay.
A place to stay, for one. They need a toothbrush, some toothpaste. I don't need to name everything. Every motherfucker know what they need to survive, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, if you a good girl, as that white motherfucker be saying about that the motherfuckers won't, then you'll have all that. That motherfucker done had that a couple times. Okay. But my thing is this right here. You cannot expect somebody to just keep going through this shit with you. The question in my mind right now is, how this motherfucker able to do all this goddamn time? I want to know, is he a fag or what the fuck is going on here?
Goddamn.
I whips pussy.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, that brings an interesting question. Because, and I've asked that question like, damn, man. Like, a motherfucker like, shit, ain't shit for me to go do 5 years. What? I ain't trying to do 5 minutes in that motherfucker.
Right. Nobody in their right mind will welcome that shit. Nobody in their right mind will welcome that shit.
And I'm telling you, as soon as them motherfuckers take me up and as soon as I get out the witchman club, bond me out. Come get me. Come get me now. I don't even want the damn fingerprints to dry before they talking about Scott, you bonded. But
I know people do shit. But when you get to the point where you doing something that's going to land you in prison, I mean, I know people go to jail, whatever, for different various reasons. Where was I at when you were thinking about that? You know what I'm saying? When you was out doing whatever you was going to do, you made a choice. That's how I look at it. You made a choice to do whatever you was going to do to land you in prison, to leave your family, to leave us to fend for ourselves. But then you want me to suffer even further by waiting on you? That's not going to happen.
No, that son of a bitch told me to read a book. It explains how the system is taking niggas away from their families and this and that and the other. And it's all been planned. I said, well, fuck you. You read it. I ain't reading shit. I ain't buying shit. I ain't downloading shit. Fuck you.
You are cold as
and that's it.
Okay, y'all. Wait a minute, dog. You keep going in and out, man. You going in and out.
She is a cold ass woman.
Okay, now
she ain't got
no
heart.
I'm not. Did you hear what I said? I already been there, not one time, not two times. The third time, I can't say I was all the way there. This is the fourth goddamn time. Fuck you, nigga. Feed your dog shit on a Sunday afternoon and bye. This is not that. I don't know if you motherfucking gay. I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but this is not that shit. I'm motherfucking 40 years old. Fuck all that bullshit. This your last goddamn time. Get your own goddamn toothbrush. I can tell you where the dollar store at, and I can tell you where that's at.
Damn. The time, well, let me ask you. Your old lady get locked up on some shit. Like, let's just say she out shoplifting. You know they. You know how women get. They get stealing shit, and they catch her ass. Now they tell her you gotta do a year. Now you just told her quit doing this shit, but she get caught and she gotta do a year.
Nigga ain't gonna wait.
I will wait.
No, you won't.
I'll wait on my wife.
Time.
Bullshit.
You ain't gonna wait on shit. You already taking it too far trying to bullshit us. But now you're bullshitting yourself. Don't bullshit yourself.
He'll wait until the month you get out before you stop fucking around. Exactly.
I'm gonna wait on my wife.
You bullshitting yourself because you's a nigga. Time and time again on this show, you done proved that you's a nigga, okay?
You know what, Rev? Fuck what you talking about. I'm going to wait on my wife.
What you talking about? You could say that because it sounds good, but reality is as reality does, and you's a nigga. Nigga.
I'll be waiting that whole motherfucker.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm just going to wait on them to take her ass to the back.
You at least got to be in the courtroom
while
you're
taking our
wife.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till
that's
they get
up, dude.
Dude, for all practical purposes, I got to agree with them. If I'm telling you, hey, look, you ain't got to keep doing this. You ain't got to do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can honestly understand what they said. That's just like if me and you sitting out there, we doing this, we doing that. And you know what I'm saying? Janine, you telling me, well, Cash, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to do this. I'm going to hold us down. You ain't got to do this. And I keep going my ass out there doing this shit, and I get caught. No, I done fucked up. Now, that's the same way with you. Now, if I'm telling you, baby, you ain't got to keep doing this. You ain't got, and if this is an addiction you got, then you need to go get some help.
And I want to ask you this: what's the difference between the wife and the nephew? You said that motherfucker need to be locked up. Shit, Yeah, if she do her home, her motherfucking ass need to be locked up too.
That's my wife.
I don't give a damn who she is. Right is right and wrong.
Fuck all y'all.
Whatever. Fuck you too.
Oh my goodness.
You talk about my wife. Got that right. I'm gonna wait on my wife.
Yeah, right. You telling a damn lie.
No, I'm not. I am not lying. I will wait on my wife. That's why I'm married.
Okay, you ain't lying. You ain't telling the damn truth. How about that?
Yeah,
you know what, Red?
I mean, you can't get mad at me. I done told you.
No. But don't be with that bitch when she get out.
Hey, girl, you got to go. Shit, that date coming up.
She done learned a lot of new shit now.
Right. But you know what's what really fucks me up is women. Women really fucks me up with this. Like, they gotta get locked up. And they'll fuck with this motherfucker, that motherfucker, whoever. Start a new relationship and everything. And then, soon as this, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before this motherfucker get out, they try to break off that relationship because he coming home. I'll be like, is you crazy?
No. His sister called me last week and asked me what the fuck I was going to do. I said the same goddamn thing I've been doing. What did y'all think? Really?
Well,
this is a small town. Everybody know everybody. Everybody know everybody moves and all that. This is not nothing new. So
I'm not finna
hide shit. Just like I said, that motherfucker got a three felonies.
You ain't gonna have it? You gonna throw it in my face when I get out?
No, I ain't got to throw nothing in nobody's face.
First of all,
they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Whatever. Motherfucker done ready to show me.
Three times, I feel you, Rev. Three times, all right. You didn't gave the motherfucker three chances. And Janine over here, she talking about you got one time to fuck up. Your ass out the door.
You gotta understand, though.
It's not like I ain't having your back. It's not like I ain't having your back. I didn't have your back during the whole relationship. Hell, we might have been doing this shit together. But if I'm trying to tell you, hold on now.
If we doing this together and I get caught, motherfucker, you better hold me down now.
Okay.
You gotta hold me down.
I'll send you some, what's that, commissary? No.
We doing this shit together. Now, I'm going to tell you like this, that if I got a couple of years, hold me down. But now, if I didn't, motherfucker talking about 60, 60 do 30. All right, man, go on, just take care of the kids.
I know a scenario like that, too.
See if you could just bring
that's not
let,
my scenario, but I know in. That scenario. Shit.
I'll put some money on your books.
No, but here's the thing. I'm about to say this. Look, because you don't got the full understanding. On the third rip, like I said, I had done left already, okay? Mm-hmm. But yet it's still, I made sure that motherfucker had a lawyer. I made sure he had plenty of money on his goddamn books. But let me tell you this story right here. Some bitch called me one morning and say, my granddaddy, now I know it's the first of the month, okay? And I know this motherfucker's a big trick, okay? Called me early in the morning talking about his granddaddy need $500 for the phone bill. I got straight up out of bed, didn't wash my face, didn't put a lick of water on not nothing. Do you hear me? Threw something on right quick, went over his granddaddy house. And I said, hey, this fella tells me your phone bill is is $500. But I know one of them bitches' rent is due, okay? So, I'll tell you, now, if you can show me a $500 phone bill, I'll give it to you. But I ain't bring a dollar with me. And he told me, the granddaddy said, I ain't even got my phone bill yet. And he fell out laughing. I said, well, you tell this motherfucker this right here. April, Heather, Susie, and none of them bitches ain't getting shit, okay? Because I ain't brought shit over here, and they ain't getting the goddamn thing. And tell them to come see me. And if they can get it up out of me, if they can get it up out of
you
me.
You prejudiced. You prejudiced.
He called you from jail. He called you from jail.
Yeah.
Asking you for money.
But he said it was for the granddaddy's phone bill.
You didn't cross the
line. I'm supposed to be a goddamn fool, though. All right. That's why I'm like this right now. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you and the ship you rode in on. Fuck all that. This is not that.
So baby daddy can always go back and hit again.
Whatever.
So my thing is, I feel the same way if it was me. If it was me and I did something and I went to jail, I wouldn't expect nobody to wait for me. I wouldn't, you know why? Because I wouldn't even want somebody to hold off on living their life. You know what I'm saying? I would rather the person go and live their life.
But everybody don't think, you know what? But when you got somebody that you know is in your corner and you done did them wrong, then you expect that, and if that person then always been there, you expect them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this all some new shit. Because I ain't there. I want my goddamn money, and I want it all.
I just got out of jail. You ain't going to be able to get no goddamn money from me if I just got out. What you want me to do? Go back.
What did you let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. As a woman, I have to take care of these kids. One, his kid. I have to take care of his child, okay? It's my child.
Our
his child.
Child,
okay?
Our
okay,
child.
But listen to the, okay, our child, okay? I can't say, my daughter come to me and say, I'm hungry. I can't tell her to wait a month or two before I make a come up or before I get a job or this or that. Or I got to make sure that girl eat. I don't give a fuck what that motherfucker got to do. Get it.
Okay. With that being said, you want me to get it and get it and get it, so you want me to go out there and rob him up and go back to
jail? I don't give a damn what he got to do to get it. I have to do what I have to do to get it, okay?
You are heartless.
No, I'm not heartless. I'm a realist.
You are heartless.
Reality is, my daughter got to eat. And if I can make sure my daughter done ate, if I done made sure my daughter done ate for 8 years, fuck if he been out the door for 2 goddamn seconds. Call a motherfucker. Call your sister. Call any. I don't give a fuck who you call. Get it.
That motherfucker gonna tell them. I renounce my. I would rather stay in prison, please.
We can't say that. We got these kids in the household. We can't say that. We can't say. Wait.
Hey, that motherfucker
back in. I can't understand. Damn, I just got out. Give me a chance to get on my feet.
Did I have a chance? Hell no. I got to go out there and make it happen. Make it happen, motherfucker. Make it happen.
But I just got out of prison.
I don't give 2 dead fucks, okay?
Put me back in.
Here. Motherfucker ain't got no, you ain't got no child support hanging over your head, but guess what? You got my black ass hanging over your goddamn head. Maybe a little bit worse.
Hey,
you start walking backwards.
Hell yeah. That motherfucker will be like, fuck.
Man.
I'm going
yeah,
back
cause
in.
Yeah,
because
I'm the motherfucker that sits up and thinks about shit. Don't do me. Because I will do you.
That motherfucker's going to close the gate. Hey, you know how they do. Over
well,
seven.
Close them.
Close seven.
Close them. I don't give up. Close the motherfuckers. And I'm still going to keep count. Because whenever you decide to step out them motherfucking gates, I still want my goddamn money.
Shoot, he's about to go shank somebody so he can get some more time.
Right. Hey, hold on. I got what? I go home and have 4 months. Man, nigga, she outside.
I ain't getting ready to go nowhere. I ain't getting ready to go nowhere because ain't nothing better than understanding. Motherfucker, no, I